Free museum days are popular around the world, and Sacramento is no exception. In fact, the annual event may have gotten a little too popular last year, and organizers are making some adjustments this year to keep crowds under control. Here to discuss this Saturday's Free Museum Day and changes being made this year are Delta Mella, who is Museum Day Coordinator, and Beth Callahan of the Discovery Science Center. Welcome.
Thank you.
I guess last year we got a lot of had a lot of people showing up for a free day at the zoo in Fairytale Town. Is that what happened?
Well, yes. Last year was kind of the perfect storm of everything coming together. But it's really always been Museum Day, and Museum Day in that we offer free admission. But not all the museums this year are able to do that, and especially the zoo in Fairytale Town. They're not able to do free, but they can do half price this year. So that's a big change this year. Mm-hmm. But we also have two new museums added on, so we have a total of 28. That's also new for us this year.
And 26 of the 28 will be free, but Fairytale Town and the zoo will be half price.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
I can't have been the only person who was surprised that Fairytale Town was free on Museum Day.
Because
I don't think of it as a museum.
Oh, I do.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
The Fairytale Town is a wonderful addition to all of our museums. If you look across the 28 museums, there's a breadth of art and culture and history. And Fairytale Town is full of culture and really has an emphasis on reading and fairy tales. And that's all a part of our culture. So mm-hmm. it's not just a giant playground. It's really an important part of our museums.
It has a little element almost of exploratorium, too, doesn't it, in terms of plants and the little
Absolutely.
Like
absolutely.
That.
The animals and wildlife and the horticulture. Another one that's like that might be seemed as unusual is the city cemetery. That's a wonderful place and actually one of my favorite on Museum Day because it's the largest outdoor museum that we have. It's larger than Fairytale Town and the zoo put together. It's full of history and art and culture and all about the history of Sacramento itself. Plus, it has beautiful gardens, and so all season long, all year long, it's always changing. It's a wonderful place to go to, and that's considered a museum as well.
And do you find that those are by far, I mean, most people know the zoo in Fairytale Town. Is part of this wanting to get people to some of the other museums as well? Because those are kind of the highest profile along with the Crocker.
Yeah, absolutely. We have some really, really cool museums in Sacramento and in the area that people aren't aware of. In Woodland, we have the Ag Museum. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful place. The California Auto Museum, the Medical Museum. There's a pharmacy museum.
Let me stop you. Those last two, because I knew about the Ford Museum down on Front Street. Or the car auto museum, the medical and the pharmacy museum are interesting. I've never heard of those. What are those?
The pharmacy museum, a very small location located out in the Natomas area, and the history of pharmaceutical and pharmacies in California. The medical museum is another area that has all kinds of wonderful objects from the history, going from an iron lung to leeches to all the different extraordinary tools used in medicine over the years.
Well, that sounds as much fun as Fairytale Town.
It could
leeches? Come on. What kid's not going to want to go see that? That's Delta Mella, who is a Museum Day Coordinator. Also here is Beth Callahan of the Discovery Science Center. You are currently on Auburn Boulevard still?
That's correct.
Okay.
Near Auburn and Watt.
Are you going to be moving to the powerhouse?
Yes, in 2014.
2014. And we should say that the Powerhouse Science Center, which is in the old PG&E powerhouse there by the river on Jaboom Street, just north of Old Sacramento, has been, you're pretty well financed for that, aren't you?
We are. There'll be a new building in addition to the current building. So it'll be quite large. So we're really looking forward. And the Discovery Museum will become the Powerhouse Science Center at that time.
Okay. And then, so you'll be leaving Auburn Boulevard, where been forever, as that I recall.
Since 1976. Yeah. Before that, we were in another location. This is our third location, and we'll be moving to the fourth location.
And what are you going to be doing in terms of this free Museum Day on Saturday?
Well, visitors to the museum will be able to see our current exhibit, which is Blasts from the Past, Rockin' Rocks and Diggin' Dinos. There's usually a line, so we've come up with some entertainment for people in line. There'll be continuous live animal shows to help people pass the time while they're waiting to get in the museum. There'll be food trucks. There'll be different exhibits outdoors and vendors outdoors. And we're hoping to make it, it's supposed to be a beautiful day, and we're hoping to make it a wonderful experience to let people understand that there's more to museums than just displays behind glass or displays that you can touch. It's an experience. It's like Delta said, museums are cultural experience. They're part of our lives. They're part of the fabric of our lives, and they're a real boon to the people of Sacramento.
Mm-hmm. And how many people do you expect to come just to the Discover Science Center?
We usually get about 3,000.
Okay. And what would you get on a normal Saturday?
Oh, maybe 400 to 600.
Oh, okay. So that's so, a lot more people.
That's a lot more people.
And Delta Mella, how many people do you expect to come during the course of the day?
Well, last year we had 113,000 people visiting the 26 museums. And because of the weather and everything, all the elements being right, we expect that and more. Each museum sees probably 10 times what they normally get on a busy Saturday.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about Free Museum Day, which is this Saturday. There were a couple of other museums in there that I hadn't heard of before. There was the Sojourner Truth Multicultural Art Center. Where is that?
That's down in Florin, on Florin Road, and it's one of our newer museums. They mm-hmm. came on last year or the year before,
okay,
I'm not
so
sure.
Very new, yeah.
Yeah, and that's an important cultural location. They have beautiful art and murals explaining, they use the murals to explain history of mm-hmm. African-American culture, and it's goes back to Egyptian times forward in the history of as you follow the murals around. It's really a cool place, and they have a lot of hands-on stuff going on as well.
Mm-hmm. And what about, I also saw in here that you have the Center for Contemporary Art. There aren't a lot of art museums in here. There's the Crocker and the Contemporary Art Museum. Is this their first year?
This is their first year.
Okay.
So they're
How did they happen to come into this?
Well, we welcome museums in the area, and they found out about us. We originally got together as a consortium to help promote what is right here in Sacramento. And so Museum Day was born out of that. It was a way to show our community that there's art and culture and history and wildlife and science and all of that right here in Sacramento and in the region, and we don't have to go to the Bay Area to find these things. Mm-hmm. So we find museums that come to us that want to be a part of this consortium. And that's what happened with the center this year.
Now, a couple of these, if I'm not mistaken, are a little bit in danger. The Governor's Mansion Historic State Park and Leland Stanford Mansion, are those in danger of closing?
They are both on the closure list. Mm-hmm. What will actually happen, I don't know. That's a state park issue. But in light of that, this is an opportunity to come to both those locations before we find out for sure what happens.
A little bit of a last chance. Hopefully not last chance for long.
Hopefully. Not.
We're talking about Free Museum Day in Sacramento, which is this Saturday. How many people go to Museum Day who otherwise just don't go to museums, or they think of themselves as not wanting to, or they think of Fairy Tale Town as sort of the be-all and end-all? I don't mean to pick on Fairy Tale Town, but you get my point.
We have a lot of people that have told us this is their opportunity to do this, and this is why we wanted to have at least discounted or free admission, because the people that come out on Museum Day use this day to take advantage of seeing the museums that they couldn't normally afford to do. Mm-hmm. Some of the museums are free year-round, but as part of this excitement, it's really funny. It becomes like the day after Thanksgiving shopping. People want to get out and do this and move around and see how many they can get to. Mm-hmm. And we really encourage people to just pick on a couple each year. Uh-huh. And we've talked to families that's what they do. They plan their day. They're going to pick two or three museums each day and make the trek for it on this day in the year. It's always the first Saturday in February.
Yeah, because I can't imagine, Beth, the entrance to the Discovery Science Center is not that much on the average day, right?
No, but if you have a large family or, mm-hmm. you know, some folks are economically challenged right now. So mm-hmm. this is an opportunity for them to go out for little or no money and have a family outing and see something they normally might not be able to see.
Delta was talking about getting local people to see what's going on in their own community. What about people from out of town? Do many people come?
We don't really advertise it outside of the greater Sacramento area. We look at this as an opportunity for people who live in the greater Sacramento area to appreciate the treasures that they have here, mm-hmm. you know, and let them know that you don't have to get in the car and you don't have to drive to San Francisco to get art and culture and science. There's a surprising a number of interesting places here to bring your families for family outings.
Mm-hmm. And does this, from your own marketing or from your own internal measurements, can you tell how much this grows your visitors through the rest of the year?
I think people see it and they say, wow, this is really of value. They take opportunity of the free admission or reduced admission to come. They see it. They say, wow, this has value. This has educational value for my children. I think it's worth paying for it to come see it another day and mm-hmm. spend longer mm-hmm. and have more of an in-depth opportunity.
That's what we really hope, is that this is a taste of what we have and that you don't use this as the best experience, because all the locations are going to be more crowded than they mm-hmm. normally are.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But it's a taste. It's a way of sampling. It's kind of like a wine tasting. You can go around and sample the museums. And then hopefully we hope those people will then come back to enjoy the full breadth of the experience.
And develop a taste.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you both for coming in. Delta Mello is the Museum Day Coordinator, and Beth Callahan is with the Discovery Science Center. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. Coming up, a celebration of a cappella.